Yikes, dude.
Hey.
What's up, man? Welcome to the Buff Boys.
Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guests today from the Yes Offense podcast, Yes Offense Comedy Productions, Alex Tomaselli.
Hey,
what's up?
What's up? Long time no see.
Yeah.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm well, dude. I got this cat on my lap, as always. Yeah. You can check out our other podcast, Super Selly Shows, coming out.
Yeah.
This cat is never not on me.
Is Super Selly Show its full-own thing?
Selly
or
Joe's.
Super huh? Selly Show.
Yeah. Joe's.
Super Selly Joe's.
Super Selly Joe's. Yes, gotcha. was that one just like fill-in for Yes Offense, or is that its whole-own thing now?
It's become its own thing due to the popularity, the unyielding popularity, public the public demand is like through the roof.
Yeah.
They're like, this is like just two guys hanging out on a couch. What's We're even better, yeah.
This
three guys on a couch.
Crazy. <Yeah. laughs> And that's what we're bringing to you guys this week.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, in the midst of this Kendrick Lamar Drake war.
Yo, it's been wild.
Damn, dude. That's what everyone's been talking about these days.
The late yesterday was a big day, though.
Now, Kendrick, Cat Williams did a live comedy special, too.
Oh, I didn't see. Oh, is that on Netflix?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I just saw like Kendrick and Drake feuding.
Oh, my God.
It was just, Joe. This
February comes a little late this year.
Yeah.
How fucking perfectly appropriate for Black History Month.
Yes.
Yeah, we'd be doing Black History Month a little later this year. Shit, when is it? Close to damn. Well, yeah, Dad. So we got May, and then we're going right into Juneteenth. My God.
Right, and we got Gay Pride Month right in there.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
that is kind of funny, isn't it? Because like you have Black History Month, February. It's like whatever. Then all of a sudden it's
Women's
like
History Month.
Yeah, but then it's like okay. June is like for gay people, but then Black people are like, no, we also want a day where we can celebrate being emancipated.
Nowhere.
Yeah. Well, no, it was because everyone was like complaining that we don't have Columbus Day off anymore. And we're like, we need a fucking day off.
Mm.
You know, it's like, hey, we're all about like, you know, not giving props to Columbus, but we got to get a fucking day off.
But in the middle of Black History Month, gay people got Valentine's Day.
Not really, but you don't get the day off work.
That's
you don't
true.
Get the day off work just because you're in love.
Yeah,
you know,
single people should be the only ones who go to work on Valentine's Day.
Matt's just saying that because he's in love, dude.
Yeah, now that I have a girlfriend, I think every single person should have to go to work.
You have a girlfriend, Matt?
Yeah,
he's in love. He's in love, dude.
Oh, well, I posted it earlier today, so Joe already. Is
she a regular person?
She's
a regular. You know her.
Don't tell.
Yeah, dude. Colleen Genevieve. Isn't that fucking crazy, dude?
No.
Matt was like, I'm into women that have capable of having children.
Yeah.
Because like Matt is very anti-trans.
Right.
Because he's like, what makes a woman the ability to have a baby? Can a trans woman have a baby? Then no. And I'm like, well, what about women that just like women just that are barren? And he's like, they don't count. And I'm like, what about postmenopausal women? And he's like, they don't count.
Are you fucking serious? Is that real?
Yeah.
No way!
Yeah.
I just booked her today. That's awesome, dude. Hell yeah.
Now we know.
I would have never seen that coming in a billion years.
Why is that?
Dude, that is hilarious. I'm sorry.
Why is it funny, Sally?
That is insane. Dude, Emily, oh my God. Emily, Matt, you wrote, but Emily talks this game of men, and it's just crazy. That's you. That's insane.
Wait, what did she say about men? What did she say about the men? What
just men that? In general. She's always like, we need a man who's this, that. It's Matt, dude. That's crazy.
That's the
it's Matt.
Like, what's one of the bits?
Dude, I don't even know.
Like,
no,
man,
it's just,
a man don't have a skid mark and he damn underwear.
No, I just can't, dude, because Emily always posts things that are like, I went on a date with this guy and he did this and it's this. Mm-hmm. And it's like the most annoying childish things.
That's
and
Matt.
Somehow Matt powered through everything. That's crazy, dude.
It?
She's on the next Yes Offense show.
Nice,
yikes, dude.
Yeah,
they met
dude.
At Yes Offense.
Yeah.
Did they?
Yeah.
No, we met known each other a couple of years.
I
just
thought,
like,
I thought you guys met
like
roasts and stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, how'd you meet? Tell everyone how
I'm
you
the
met.
Man, dude.
I think it was probably one of the first one
CT
of the
comedy
fight.
Baby.
Yep, we did a comedy fight club up in Connecticut, and I met her on that show.
Oh, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, and
long distance.
Yeah, we've been seeing each other for the last like couple of months. I've been getting booked on more Connecticut shows.
Dude, they can cheat. because they're
different. Yeah,
anyway, hell yeah.
It's all right if it's in different.
I told her that we were recording the pod. I saw her yesterday. I told her we were recording the podcast with you, and she told me to tell you that you're her favorite gay Taurus.
Oh, that's. Oh, Taurus? I'm more insulted by the Taurus. I hate. And how do you put up with that, Matt?
She gave me a whole like astrology chart right
now, and she
text my dad and say, "Fair warning, I know what I'm getting into, but can you tell me what time of day I was born?"
Oh my god, dude!
Damn, dude!
What a ugh.
Anyway, what time were you born? Everyone knows, like,
and I did Joe's move too. I had her give me a tarot card reading.
Dude, yeah. That shit's gay.
Yeah,
that or offer them cocaine.
Oh, Those are the two options.
Yeah, but I took her to a Texas Roadhouse. She's
classy.
We're gonna go to a baseball game at some point. I'm getting her into my autism also.
There you go. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. That's crazy, dude. Yeah. What a twist.
The two empires.
You can watch New York and Connecticut comedy.
Coming together, dude.
Mm. Hell yeah.
It's like actually, multiple kingdoms. Like.
A couple months ago, I don't know if you remember, I had asked you like if she was normal.
Yeah. What did I say?
You told me that she was cool.
Yeah.
Well, because we were at that point kind of like.
I think I did mention the man thing too. She hates like certain things about dudes.
At that point, we had been
just girl. She's a girl, dude.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
She's like he mentioned his mom too much, or something like that. You know what I mean?
What kind of man?
I can't actually remember them. They're just. She posts them on her Instagram.
Joey Swoller members.
Dude. Dude, what a wild event that
was. Do you know who Joey Swoller is?
No. Who's that?
He's a big like Instagram like gym guy who whenever...
Why would I know that? My fucking Instagram fitness influencer.
You know, the guy who fucking... My algorithm right now is how to build bombs. Women going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Fallout.
Nothing but Fallout means,
mine's
baby.
A lot of Fallout.
Yeah. That's all Fallout. Isn't that cool how the algorithm picks up on that?
It's crazy, honestly.
Well, no, Joey Swole's the guy, every time women post videos in the gym, record...
Fucking roided out fuck.
Yeah, and he's like...
Why is it that, like, fucking...
Don't record people in the gym.
Here's the two types of fucking fitness influencers. It's either this, like, fucking super rich 23-year-old with fucking great genetics so he can eat fucking... whatever shit he wants and do calisthenics and like, this is how I maintain a six pack. Or it's some fucking 55-year-old fucking coked out of his head dude on TRT and Roy saying, you gotta go to Safeway and get chicken breast and don't put any fucking flavor on it. That's how you really, it's like, dude, you're on fucking trend, dude. Yeah. You know, it's like, there's no regular guy. There's no it should be like the fit dad thing where it's like, I have a beer belly, but look, I'm able to fucking chop logs all morning or something.
Who's the guy who runs all David Goggins?
David Goggins.
I hate that man, dude.
He's autistic, dude. He triaged his autism in a way where he was able to focus on like running and like, cause he wanted to be in the Marines. So already he's like retarded, dude. Yeah. Like you're going to kill people because the government tells you to kill people. Kill people because you want to fucking kill people.
Yeah, dude.
If he was like, well, I was like looking out, I was studying the blueprints of my campus and I realized the only way to successfully execute a mass shooting would be if I could run a 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
And then he runs a 4-minute mile and he's like, oh damn, actually I feel pretty good. I guess I don't need to kill anyone.
Dude, the power of running.
The inspirational. I was like, I was getting into shape. Preparing to kill people, and then I realized endorphins are pretty good.
I realized a runner's high was a lot better than a murder high.
Yeah.
Do you want a vape?
Oh no!
Finn reached for the vape so much it fell.
Joey Swole called out my girlfriend months
ago.
Are you gonna beat him up? Call out fucking Joey Swole right now, dude.
Yeah, now I gotta fight Joey Swole.
Dude, it spilled over. There's a podcast clip of mine where me and two other comedians make fun of Emily. I sent the clip to Emily before. It's a very playful clip.
Yeah. Oh, Matt, say she'll get, what are you gonna
she's
do?
Like, I gotta fight Alex right now.
Yeah, dude. But dude, those fuckers went after everything she was tagged in or whatever, so they found that clip And dude, I can read you. You want to hear some
she
of the
like
comments?
She had to make a new Instagram. She doesn't have TikTok anymore just because like she posted a video making fun of a guy in the gym, and then Joey Swole reposted it.
Why was she make? What did she make fun of him doing?
Read down
that. He was like throwing a ball against the wall or something. It was something weird.
Well, that's stupid. But going to the gym is pretty stupid too.
Yeah. And
anyway,
then,
they were bet. Yeah.
And then so he calls her out in the video, and then the people go at her like, "You're this. You're that. You're terrible. You hate gym culture."
Gym culture is fucking retarded, though. And like, yeah, I hate gym culture, too. And when Joey Swole won't say anything, because I have a fucking gun, dude.
Yeah.
I would fucking shoot you. I will. If anyone ever makes fun of me on the internet, I will come to your house, and I will fucking shoot you with a gun. This isn't a bit. It's not some fucking parody. I will fucking murder you. So why don't you go ahead and leave a comment on the YouTube channel. Don't think I won't find your IP address and track you down to your house and fucking murder you. Remember that shit where, like, some fucking... This is like a... One of the other fucking hilarious early internet things where, like, this girl was, like, talking shit on the internet and everyone was, like, making fun, like, "We're going to find you, bitch. We're going to fucking kill you." And then her dad, like, made a video was like, "I'm going to find out where you are because I'm going to go and I'm going to look up your accounts and I'm going to backtrace it. We're going to call the police." You know, it was just fucking, damn, dude. It's like, so there's nothing funnier than, like, a fucking old person that thinks they understand shit when they clearly don't. Old people.
Yeah.
Pathetic, dude.
Yeah.
Just die already.
Damn, dude. Honestly, yeah. Like, what's the fucking... Like, it used to be, as a society, it's like, well, the elders have the knowledge because people die at a young age. But, like, if you're old, you understand the ways of the world. But now everyone fucking has those basic survival skills. Completely fucking useless. No reason to have any input on society after the age of 50. Honestly, what are you going to do after that? After 50, you can keep living, but don't, like, fucking weigh in on shit. Like, the fact that the president of the United States is a fucking geriatric? That's get true. Out of town!
That's true.
The oldest you should be is 50 as a president. That's the absolute oldest you should be.
Mm.
They should make Sydney Sweeney the leader of all the stuff and just send her sweet tits all over the world.
No, what they should do is hook her up to a machine that's constantly milking her. I got a better plan. So
Works too. I like Alex's title, leader of all the stuff.
Yeah. All the stuff, dude. That's stuff all leader. I would hear.
Instead of president of the United States, just stuff leader.
She shows up to all the meetings with her tits.
Yeah.
Well, dude, let us know, society. Let us know in the comments. Should Sid Sweeney be the leader of everything or hooked up to some kind of milking machine?
We should run.
And society is constantly feeding off of her breast milk.
We should run most things like pizzerias, like government things where it's just hot chicks on the outside running things. So people, when they show up, they aren't mad. They're calmed down. But on the inside, it's just like a really greasy Greek guy who's in charge of everything.
Who's actually like in the back of the house. I mean, that's like,
he's having sex with the women and just like manipulating them.
You did just describe restaurants. I know, like, they have a nice hostess up front.
So you've all been to a diner where you're like, is this like, are they, what the fuck's going, are they like living, is the air? Like, are living on Mars over here with their hairs different?
Yeah.
They look crazy. They look like Finn.
Yeah.
Italian people?
No. Yeah.
You ever been to a middle of the country diner? They look crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like, that's most diners.
It's true.
Is there,
but that's like,
are there diners in the middle of the country? I feel like it's mostly a Northeast thing.
No,
like
there's the diners, but they're
near
like.
Dark, the movie Near Dark.
No, there's diners, but they're all like Mel's Diners or, you know, like Johnny Rockets and shit. Like, it's not like New York, where you can just like pop into
an actual diner.
Yeah, like it's like
Jersey is big. It's Northeast mostly.
Yeah, but it's like the Midwest is like, you know.
Yeah, I feel like Midwest and South is where it's just like Denny's and Waffle Houses.
Right.
And I'm imagining the for some reason one in the desert. Even though I've never seen one in the
a diner.
Yeah.
That's in the middle of the desert.
One. Not in the
that's
middle,
the
but it's the one.
That's the oasis. Instead of water, I fantasize about a diner.
The one from Legion.
Johnny Rockets.
That's
what it is. You've seen the movie Legion?
Which one with Tim Curry as Satan?
No, that's Legend. Oh. Legion with... It's also about that, though. It's got like it's about the angels, and they all attack
a
diner.
Oh, yeah, that's the one. Yeah, they're that. And then it's like... God has given up on humanity.
Yes.
And like all of the angels, because like, what is it? Gabriel is like, no God. Be fucking chill, or is it?
Yeah, he's
is
like
it,
chill.
Or
out.
Is it Michael? It's either
Terminator
like,
with angels.
Yeah, it's that, and just like the idea that God is like, I'm pissed again.
Yeah,
God's fucking pissed.
I'm gonna attack a diner. Yeah, that's really the movie.
Yeah. Well, in the immortal words of Tom Waits, there's no devil. There's just God when he drinks.
I did eat Shake Shack on shrooms last week.
How was that?
It was awesome. It was it was at a Mets game.
Where? How many shrooms did you take?
Two pieces of chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah, a bunch of the Jersey comedians all went to a Mets game, and right before we went in, one of the other comics had shroom chocolate. So a few of us, I think it was Pedro Garcia, me, Pedro, and Alex Grubard.
That's a fun group.
And we were the ones on shrooms. It was a big group. All the Jersey comics: Nick Fierro, Brian St. John, Brian St. John, friend of the show,
Brian St. John, interesting guy.
Yeah. We went, and the shrooms hit when I was eating the Shake Shack, but it hit Pedro and Alex on the way. Mm. So as we're walking on the concourse, you just see the Shake Shack in the distance, and they were fantasizing about it. Dude. It was like a mirage. It was great. And then, eating a Smoke Shack Steak Shack burger shrooms.
A $45 Smoke Shack Steak Shack burger. That's the ball game, dude.
Yeah. And then grabbing some spiked Arnold Palmers. Our seats were right in the bleachers.
What's not to love?
Yep. We walked along the bridge in center field just to see what the field looked like from the bridge while on shrooms. It was awesome.
That does sound like fun. I took a shroom the other, a point, 1.3 or the other day. I don't think it did anything.
Yeah. Depends, dude. I got to get back. I don't want to eat it in a fucking chocolate or candy. I just want
the real
a shroom. I just want regular ass fucking
A penis envy one.
No, just
that's what they're called.
That's what they're called. Penis envy.
You never heard of these?
What they're called? What are they?
Penis envy shrooms. They're they look like penises.
No, I like the regular fucking small, skinny, shriveled up ones.
Oh, they might.
I like chocolates.
Just regular fucking shrooms.
They're
dude.
Supposed to make you feel really. They're like penis envy.
Oh, they look like a Super Mario mushroom.
Yeah,
huh?
They also make you feel really, really good. They're also called penis envy because you're all about your penis.
Nah,
that
and that makes you feel really good when you're all about your penis.
I guess. I don't know. I've never done them. So.
Why not?
I've heard.
Everyone who said has said penis envy mushrooms are where it's at, though.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah,
the dorks I know.
I don't know. I've always had every time I've gotten shrooms, it's the same fucking dehydrated, long, skinny ones with the
they are
stems. That's
they
like,
just look nicer.
They're just thicker.
I think so. Yeah. Shrooms I got once. I looked at them and I didn't want to do them because I didn't understand what they look like, so I sold them to my friend, and they said they were the best thing ever.
Oh, damn. That's funny, dude.
I wish I could go
back in time.
Yeah, I got to change my
I've done
my
mostly
looks
chocolates,
different.
But I had the actual shroom.
Yeah?
Yeah, once, which I had some of the chocolate, piece of chocolate, and it was hitting a little bit, and then someone gave me the shroom, so I did both at the same time. Mm. I don't know if that you're supposed to do that or not.
It doesn't matter. It's not like acid.
Yeah.
acid can really fuck
But yeah, up. I'm I'd rather just do the chocolate because it tastes good also. It is a legit chocolate bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather just have the shrooms. You can pace yourself a little bit because that's the other thing was I feel the chocolate or whatever process they do to candify it makes it take a little longer for the fucking shroomy to hit.
I want something to hit soon, though. I'm going to take shrooms soon.
I haven't taken shrooms in a
while.
For real. And I want to kill people, so I think it's about time. I think it's about time to take shrooms again. Yeah.
I haven't done it in a few months. I think baseball game of any sporting event is probably the best one to do shrooms at because it is relaxing.
That's for you. Yeah, I don't think I could do it there. I need to be. I might just go sit in a park.
Yeah, that's the way.
I like nature, park in outside in general. But a baseball game is almost I feel like it is a music festival kind of, but for sports. You don't even need to be paying attention. You just turn around. Oh, there's a game. Oh, yeah. Shake Shack.
I would go walk around. Yeah.
Really, dude. I just play fucking video games, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I had to be in a baseball
best year was 2019 when I was just fucking constantly snorting ketamine in Manhattan, and I was playing Fallout 4 the whole time, deep playing Fallout 4 too.
That's me right now.
I'm on
with weed and Fallout 3, not ketamine.
It's fucking awesome. Well, now I'm replaying, and you know what? It's funny because it's okay, will I be able to still enjoy this game without the substance? And it's still fun. I'm playing because they just released the new update for Fallout 4, so I've been replaying that. I got I was I'll check this out. I'll dabble in. I'm 18 hours into a new playthrough. I'm playing it on my Steam Deck.
Dude, I'm not even into New Vegas yet. I don't even think I'm a quarter of the way through Fallout 3. It's going to be a long way.
It's a big investment. It's like a 40-plus hour game.
Yeah, it's a
lot.
You
should watch the show, Matt.
Fallout? Is there a show?
I think you'd like it. I think you'd like it. What's it on? Matt would like it. It's on Amazon.
Okay.
That show's just fun.
It's like Kelly liked the show, and she never played the game. She doesn't even know about
it. Yeah, I really like Last of Us. That's the other...
You'll like this, but it's not as serious as Last of Us.
No, it's definitely like a little more lighthearted. It's like, what if the apocalypse was like a little more fun?
Yeah.
it's a retro futuristic where it's like basically, like, without spoiling anything, it's like there was a nuclear explosion. So the world kind of ended.
Yeah.
And then hundreds of years later, like, you know, people were living under vaults.
Underground.
So, culture is preserved in some aspects, but... You know, because there's different vaults and they're all cut off from each other. They all developed. 100
years went by.
Well, hundreds of years. So it's like society. There's different societies. And then the people above ground. There's people above ground that survive. But
that
they
does sound like a cool story.
Yeah, they were dealing with like radiation and stuff. But that's great, dude. There's different societies and, you know. And so like people go around listening to music. But then like music stopped after like the 1950s.
Yeah.
So like you're walking around, but you're listening to like old Frank Sinatra. Like. Yeah. Crooner music, you know, like, hey baby, let's go to the malt shop.
Shooting up a fucking...
Honestly, a lot of like Last of Us, when I watched it, I never thought about it, but I'm like, yeah, there's plenty of video games that probably just have good enough stories they should be TV shows or movies.
Especially like in the past like 10 years or so.
Of course.
Like that's all of them are, I mean, like Grand Theft Auto.
That's like a gangster movie and TV show.
It's
that's
every
like
gangster
mine
it's,
for
it's
it.
Like, yeah. It's
Sonic.
Like the best. Yeah. Sonic is a banger. Metroid. Metroid would be a
Metroid
good one.
Metroid would be fucking sick.
Have you seen any of the new Knuckles
Saints Row?
Apparently that one's supposed to be pretty good. It's like they got Idris Elba to continue doing the voiceover.
I know Mark has been watching it. I've seen some things here and there. Apparently there's one episode where Knuckles goes to like a Shabbat dinner. He's like, the family meets his
Why
Jewish.
Can't we eat?
Yeah.
Give me the food. I did one of those. Is that Shabbat or Seder? Seder's the
Passover
one?
Seder.
Dude, wait, so they don't eat until
you
like
do it
night,
this,
right?
You do it like this year? Because Passover was just last week.
I did it like 15 years ago. Parents dragged me to one to like... Parents loved trying to get me to like be cultural, and it made me just hate other cultures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
If you're going to go, dude...
Would you like bring me the most
my
boring
My parents
thing.
Take me to like a gay pride fucking parade when I'm like 13. I'm like, look at these fucking lecherous. That's like a fucking Fallout faction right there, the gays. Like, everyone's wearing like BDSM gear and fucking
feathers.
Yeah, fucking waving a rainbow flag and shit. A man is like fucking like crawling on the hands and legs with a leash and a fucking gag in his mouth.
They're the centaurs,
Passover
up the centaurs.
I don't get we want you to appreciate Jewish culture. Come to this thing where we have to eat bitter herbs and shitty bread.
Oh, yeah, like, dude.
And read a lot.
They shortened it for us, and it was still...
Oh, yeah.
I was still sitting there going,
I don't think
I've yet, like, even at that age. And they were like, no, this is like the thing. And I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't think I've ever been to one where we've read the whole story. Like, we always skip some parts, but... My uncle used to determine how much we would skip or whatever. But yeah, it was always like there's a longer and a shorter version depending on what you do and don't want. But either way, it's like, fuck it. We just want to eat and hang out.
If I show up to any family function and there's not food out, I'm leaving. I'm not even kidding. Like, because it doesn't happen. So if I showed up, I was like, what's going on? And they were like, oh, we don't have food.
What else? What do your parents do for other cultures? Try and get you to appreciate them. Where else do they bring you?
This is like me being like, I don't understand why people like I understand manners, but I don't understand why you would do this to a kid either. If this makes sense. Like, my parents took me to a family's house, and they were the mom was Indian. So she made us Indian food, and all I eat is like chicken tenders as a kid.
Yeah.
Parents know this. And they sit me down and they're like, eat the food they give you. Like, sort of in front of them. And I'm like, what? Like, because I'm like, what is I don't even remember what they fed me.
Yeah.
But I remember I put my fork
chicken
in
tender masala.
Something. I think they did end up saying, this is chicken, and I ate that.
But not.
But there was, again, it's weird. So I picked it up and I like sniffed it in front of everyone. And they were like, they were like, what are you doing? And like the other people didn't care, but my parents like freaked out. And I'm like,
I don't know what the fuck I'm even doing here.
Yeah.
I don't know these people. I don't still to this day don't know why. Like, they took me there to like hang out.
And now you hate Indian people.
I hate them.
You were like saying all kinds of fucking crazy shit about like those Indian comics, dude. What were you saying?
It's like, I was like, ooh, you have immigrant parents. Sounds like good American parents to me.
Yeah. Sorry. You were like, what if I were, you were like, these Indians made me wish I found a magic lamp. And my three wishes were get lost, drop dead, and I hope I never see you again.
Jesus.
And I was like, Sully, why would you wish for the same thing three times? And you were like, because I really want to make sure I never see him again. Because they smell really, really bad. And I'm like, damn, Sully, are you serious? And you're like, yeah. Just see what they do to a white woman on a fucking packed bus.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. Did you ever watch that?
I was here for that conversation. It was crazy. Yeah. You said all those things.
Oh, man, dude. I'm surprised you guys agreed to do the podcast with me after. Yeah.
Well, because we agree.
Yeah. I think, like, the craziest thing, you were like, in Indian culture, they have, like, that little red dot on their forehead. Well, let me tell you something, brother. If I ever see an Indian with a red dot, it's because I'm aiming my gun at his head. And I was like, Jesus Christ, Sully. That's pretty extreme. And I was like, Sully, but if you kill all those Indian people, who's going to do your tech support? Folks, we'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
This is all you, Joe.
What?
I'm just the conduit for
Salvatore.
For whatever the fuck,
Sully.
I guess.
All right, so they took you to a Passover Seder, an Indian family dinner, or what else?
Yikes, dude. You went to
they take you to a barbecue?
I was going
to
say, yeah.
Yo, Adam, get over here. Get yourself a plate.
Why can't I say it? I don't understand why I can't say it.
Yeah. You know the Tomasellis have a seat at the table. That's awesome.
They got that weird kid coming around talking about dinosaurs.
Real silly, Sully.
I'm trying to think. I mean, I did know. I guess I had black friends and stuff.
Yikes,
but that was
gross. How was that?
They were exposing me to them.
Yeah.
They were like, "Yo, this is the Fresh Prince."
And
yo,
West,
this is Steve Urkel, man.
And
yo, this
West
man?
Hartford, born and raised.
No, dude, Middletown, but yeah.
Yeah.
Close by.
Yeah. Nice. Who else did black people introduce you to?
This is Michael Jordan. We call him the king.
This is Michael Jackson, and he got weird, but
we don't talk about him no more. He ain't black. That's the Michael Jackson is literally.
He forgot about us.
Yeah. back to Drake and Kendrick. We skipped right over that.
Yeah.
Yeah, before we were so rudely interrupted
by Alex's racist Indian rant.
That's how I do.
So yeah, like something's going on. So all I know is that Drake has been sex trafficking children.
Yeah.
Like Millie, like I know he's been grooming Millie Bobby Brown. Yeah. And there have been multiple cases of him DMing and having underage girls. Now, my question is, why would you want some underage child when you have some delicious, of age, freshly sex trafficked pussy coming in if you're a fucking pop star, right?
He was dating Jennifer Lopez, right?
Was
I remember
Drake?
That. Yeah,
I was like, Drake dated every chick.
J-Lo?
They had a thing for a little bit.
Drake dated numerous.
I do remember he was dating J-Lo because at the time I said if I was Drake, I'd be starting at the bottom and staying there.
Nice, dude.
I'm trying to think who he's dated. A lot of like famous people.
Who
I
else?
Think.
I think like Zoe Kravitz, Rihanna. Yeah.
Really, yeah. Really, double, really.
Bunch of them.
Like, wow, all these, just... but like he hasn't dated the most beautiful woman. A white one.
That is true.
I guess I was trying to get in on Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool? Like, you can have all these, like, beautiful, of age, like, ethnic women, or you could risk it all and sex with a white woman.
It makes you wonder.
No. Barely a white woman.
Yeah. Alex, you're a big, like, hip hop rap fan, right?
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Because I'm not.
You should have said for shizzle.
For shizzle.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, as up to. Speed as I once was.
I'm not a big rap person, so I don't know necessarily. Like, apparently, everyone's like Kendrick is the one who's like legit good, and Drake is more pop.
Yeah,
stuff.
Definitely. Well, Drake's got hits, arguably.
Yeah.
I mean, more hits than most people in general.
Yeah.
Kendrick has a more like,
he's the rapper's rapper.
Yeah, well, he's more of a cultural staple for hip hop.
But I think like,
Drake has kind of transcended.
Like, Drake is like everyone knows Drake. Like he's popular. But like I'll say this, like Kendrick is popular despite making music exclusively for black people.
Yeah, Kendrick like, doesn't have like chick music, really.
And, or like fucking like something like even like a white guy can fucking relate to. Like, I can't relate to anything, but I know about his music.
Yeah.
You know, it's like got a good beat.
I also just don't like...
I sound like a fucking... Yeah. Oh, it's got a good beat.
It's got a good beat there.
That boy has a good beat.
It bops. It bops.
Jesus.
That's funny.
No, yeah. I'm jamming out.
Yeah. But like, it's like he's still like wildly popular.
Yeah.
And like people like, people know about King Kunta. I should know King Kunta.
No one should. Yeah.
I think a lot. I don't like Kendrick Lamar just because he's...
He's
I don't
black.
Like the...
Because of the color of his skin.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the content of his character.
His voice switch up annoys me. Mm. But yeah,
I have
he's
been
crushing Drake right now.
Yes, that's right.
It's
so I
really
have.
Bad.
Why are
I
they?
Have
be-
seen,
why are they beefing though? Why? Are they-
no, that's what I don't understand. I thought it was a ploy for money until Kendrick Lamar released that shit yesterday, and it was like.
So
I don't even know what to do, man.
I don't
that
know like
bad.
The origins of all of it. I know apparently a lot of guys are like not fucking with Drake anymore in rap. Like a lot of guys he'd collabed with in the past, all kind of are like. Fuck this guy. He switched up on us. But Drake put out a diss on Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar put one back, and then Drake came out with one. And then 2 hours, this is a few days ago, 2 hours after Drake came out with his, Kendrick drops his. And then the next day drops another one.
Yeah. Didn't he release like six or something?
Something like,
Some
and he's
like that.
Calling Drake a pedophile, saying strike a chord, make sure it's A minor.
Yeah, dude, he said some crazy things. He said basically like I want to shoot you
because
you're a pedophile.
Who would publicly say they were gonna take a gun and shoot anybody?
Oh no, dude. Matt, I've been saying about that. Well, actually I haven't been saying that. I've been encouraging our fans to take a gun and as I said, dish out justice.
Yeah.
Now, however they want to interpret that, that's up to the courts to decide.
But yeah, from what I've listened to them and I'm not super into that world, but from what I can tell, it seems like Kendrick is just bodying Drake.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
It's just the degree of what he's accusing him of and like how serious it's coming off. And well, it's also like, oh, they're definitely not friends, because I thought it was all a publicity stunt for a while.
No. Yeah.
Because it came out of nowhere, and it's for no reason, it seems.
Yeah.
And then now it's just...
They're from two different worlds, too.
Yeah, well, he also came at J. Cole, and I was glad somebody said...
Yeah, what was that? Too. What was that about? I don't really...
I don't
what's
know.
J. Cole's
Kendrick
deal?
Lamar's just on a fucking warpath, I guess. Someone just kept saying Big Three too much, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, what's J. Cole's deal?
Well, there's the Big Three, which is J. Cole, Drake, and Kendrick. That's who the last like 10 years everyone said is like the best. And I don't know. I'd say successful, sure, in rap.
Yeah.
They have like the all the stuff going for them. I think they're all kind of overrated personally, but I think that just cultivated into enough discussion where Kendrick was like, "Fuck this," and just said, "I'm going after everyone." But I don't even give. I don't know, because I'm not big enough fans of any of them, but it is entertaining to watch.
Who are your favorite guys?
I love
Eminem,
Redman,
Macklemore.
Mac Miller.
Vanilla Ice.
Vanilla Ice.
Redman.
Asher Roth. Yes. Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Redman, the first Native American rapper.
Yes. Redman, yeah, exactly, dude. I love Eminem, of course.
Yeah.
You have to, dude.
Why?
Because
you're
white.
Yeah,
you have to. People can act like Eminem is... people act like they don't like new Eminem, or that Eminem's washed up because he's new, but the new stuff, which I would agree isn't that good.
Yeah.
But he'll never, his old Eminem is eternally great.
I think it's just,
not be good for
it's
me.
It's the same thing with Larry Bird in basketball. Like, yeah, undeniably great, but the worst people in the world, that's their favorite rapper. Yeah. That's
DMX.
Their favorite. Yeah. DMX is great.
I love.
He hated Drake also.
Yeah, nice. He hated Drake.
I think Kendrick quoted. Because
like
DMX on the radio, that's why I didn't like Drake. He's like, I don't like his face. I don't like his eyes. I don't like his. And then Kendrick quoted that in one of his diss
DMX
tracks.
Was never wrong
yeah.
about one thing.
Mm.
Nice. What was it? The crack you smoked?
No.
He said some crazy shit.
Yeah. Nice. DMX has said some wild things.
Yeah. No, he was like, how could you have a fuck a man?
Yeah.
I kill
that's
you.
That's just his songs, though. Like, there's like clips of him on like Celebrity Rehab and stuff.
Yeah.
There's one when they were doing Behind the Music, and they're like, there's like a thing of DMX, the like voiceover of the show in like the school. They're like, DMX went to Yonkers Elementary School and did not have the easiest time. And it cuts to him being like, fought kids, stabbed a few people, pencil, threw a desk at the teacher. It's just like him listing crimes he did. And you're like, this is insane for an adult, let alone a child.
Yeah. I remember The Ultimate Warrior, the wrestler, went on like a speaking tour after his wrestling career was over. And he was just giving speeches to like high school students and stuff. And he was like super socially conservative on all this. So there's like clips of him in front of like students saying, queer and don't make the world go round.
Nice, dude. He was right, too. Rest in peace, Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? He's like, queer and don't make the world go round. Meanwhile, he's like running up on stage with like tassels and face paint, half naked, like the world's biggest faggot, dude. And he's like, oh, queering's bad. But like wrestling is like probably the gayest thing a man can do outside of fucking another man.
Anyone who likes it or ever did it, gay.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Matt actually actively wrestles. He still wrestles to this day, dude.
Girlfriend or not. Damn, what a twist, dude. I still that's going to be that's
Matt
awesome.
And Emily are
in your mind cuz in your mind she's like so picky about
it's
Matt.
It's so funny. She'll next time she's going to be all bright red and be like, "Matt."
Yeah.
Matt. That's so funny, dude. That rules.
Yeah, we went
at least she stuck. I'll give her this. She did not ever. She said I'm just like, I'm never dating a Connecticut comic. And I was like,
Matt said I'm never dating a New York comic.
Yep.
There you go.
We are both each other's first comic, and both of us said like we feel like it's okay because it's not in the same state.
Yeah, and the thing dating comics is just like
you know,
Once you've been in it long enough, you're like, who cares? Yeah. You either stay out of it completely or you're like...
Well, Kelly also knows, like, if we ever broke up, I'd just move back to California.
Yeah. I thought you'd kill yourself.
You that get too. Your little...
I go back to... I go to California where it's legal to kill yourself.
Oh, okay. Everything somehow fits in a suitcase and you put on your little top hat and you're like, well... I'm off.
More like a bindle, dude.
Yeah, you're bindle.
I just fucking go on a bindle. A fucking train goes by. I fucking hop on it. Mm. I guess I'll go on tour wherever this drops me off next.
Mm. But yeah, we went tulip picking this weekend.
Wow, Jesus Christ. That's the gayest shit.
So last week at the school that I coach youth sports at during the day, one of the kids asked me, he's a big wrestling fan, and WWE had a show this weekend in France. So because it was airing at night there, it was airing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon here, and the kid asked me if I was going to watch wrestling, and I said, no, I'm going to be picking tulips with a girl. And this 7-year-old boy goes, that's sus.
Oh, damn, dude. Even a 7-year-old.
But Matt still wanted to brag about doing something with a girl. So he's like, would you rubbing it in a 7-year-old's face, like, I'm going to eat a woman's pussy. Yeah. Jealous.
When you get older, you'll pick tulips to get some ass, okay? Yeah. When you get some ass, you'll get it. You get it. You have no idea. The kid's like, I'm 7 in 2024. I've had sex 7 times.
That's true, dude. Kids are eating asshole. Kids are like shitting into each other's mouths and shit.
Have you ever done a show where there's like a teenager in the audience?
All the time.
Yeah, I always bring that up if there is.
I'm like, what's up?
They're their parents. I'm like, he's had sex before everyone in this room ever had sex, and everyone just starts laughing.
Ah, really?
The kid is usually like, what the fuck?
I do the opposite where I'm like, you like candy? You know, like I try to connect with
him.
I'm like, damn, homework's fucking gay, huh, dude? Isn't that shit fucking awful? I'm like, that shit's awful.
I bring that up, too. Yeah, I do bring that up.
I'm like, damn, I bet you have to fucking eat vegetables, huh? I'm like, I never have to fucking eat vegetables. I don't have to call my parents. I'm bigger than my parents. I can beat up my parents if I wanted to.
I bring up that weed is legal now, and I go, you have no idea what it's like, kid. You have no fucking idea what it was like when weed was illegal.
Yeah.
I start losing my mind.
You went to jail for
almost
being a drug user.
Almost went to jail.
Didn't snitch.
Went to federal prison.
Yeah.
Didn't say nothing except about myself, which didn't ever help.
Wait,
but
you didn't go to jail? I thought you did go to jail. You went to probation?
Probation, rehab, IOP rehab.
Yeah, white people don't go to jail for this shit. Matt.
I think I'm, well, I no mean, one. Back then.
No, not even.
No, he's Italian.
I even looked at them, though, and was like, there's no way, dude.
Yeah.
He's not, like, jail for yeah. this? There's no way. There's
yeah.
No, you can't.
No, it's illegal. It's illegal to send somebody
It's illegal
to, jail
to send
that.
White people to jail.
Yeah, dude.
Well, it's just like, they even said, there's like, there's not room for you in jail for weed. Like, they're not throwing yeah. you in jail there's for that, but they will fuck you. Like, they just...
So, what happened?
I just got 2 years, a year and a half probation. I had to go to IOP, and I had to pay for everything, and they
What's
took
IOP?
Half my money. IOP, inpatient, outpatient.
So, it's like program. A rehab?
Yes.
Or program?
I had to go
yeah.
there 3 times a week. For four, I think 4.5 hours.
What was
four
that
hours.
Like? Talking about having
to
admit
you
have
it.
A problem.
Yeah,
yeah.
Dude, it's terrible because I was literally the only person in there for weed. The yeah. one person in there. Everyone else in there was in there for bottom lot, like the
minimum.
Like,
coke.
Minimum was, you know, turn themselves in for a pill addiction or yeah. alcoholism. That was like one, I think, or two guys.
Okay.
The other 12 were like, you know, crack, nice. Heroin, pills, mm-hmm. like got arrested behind the wheel, found in a parking lot, mm-hmm. nodding out, crashed their car,
yeah.
got in a fight.
What's above between that. Pills and coke, which is like worse?
Pills and coke? It depends, dude. So like...
Yeah. So you're saying bare minimum pills, and I'm like, is that the?
No, I mean like
that,
they.
Yeah.
I mean like the bare
I think
minimum
crack
guy.
Crack and heroin probably is
but
worse.
Turn themselves
yeah.
in for
oh, okay,
it. Like
yeah.
other people in there for hardcore alcoholism, yeah. drug abuse, like heroin. One dude had like pieces of his face coming off.
Sick crocodile.
Yeah, dude, it was wild, and everyone's stories were crazier than mine. Everyone
like,
had
yeah.
a worse life than mine.
What was the coolest life?
You want me to tell you the craziest story?
Yeah,
they told,
dude.
One dude told the heroin
course,
guy.
Dude. Ooh, I want to try that one.
Yeah, dude.
I'm saving that for like when I'm like 65.
That's what everyone says, right? They want.
Well, like it's like I'm gonna smoke it. I'm not gonna be like some little fucking like
junkie.
Yeah, I'm honestly. Let's be real. The only thing that's really unappealing about heroin is that whole injecting it thing. Like I'd smoke it. Sure. Damn. If heroin was in pill form.
Probably is.
Dilaudin is
Watch
heroin,
out.
But you're in pain, so it affects you differently.
Well, that's the thing
yeah.
with, like, when we were saying a pill's worth, like, certain pills kind of run the gamut as far as,
lead
yeah.
to heroin.
Yeah.
Or pills, they're just as bad sometimes because you're literally dealing with the withdrawal
what
and
about?
You can't get a hold of them, and that usually leads to heroin. Like, it yeah. almost always leads to heroin or severe dependency.
Well, it shows how cool weed is where like you yeah. got in trouble for marijuana.
They all laughed at me.
And like, and it's also, it's like, well, you're still doing it now. Like, I feel like if I got in trouble for like heroin, I'm like, well, I can't do this anymore. I got to get clean.
Yeah.
Nah, probably not, dude. I probably still
have. What are you talking about? You ever been caught hopping a turnstile?
Yeah.
If you, did you continue to hop turnstiles?
Yeah, I just told the officer, I said, get out of my way, you fucking pig.
Yeah.
And I said, officer, wait, there's a black man selling a cigarette. And
yeah.
they said, they went, oink, 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 and like fucking sprung into action, fucking kneeled on this dude's neck. It was crazy.
Yeah.
isn't that fucking crazy? Isn't that nutty, dude? Have you ever seen a fucking cop kill a person? It's nuts, dude. It's genuinely crazy.
Yeah, we all did.
Yeah.
We all
hey, yeah. Now, I got a question. If you got an erection watching the George Floyd video, would you consider that a snuff film?
Yeah. We'll get to the heroin story right after
would
we get
I,
to the bottom of this question.
How do you know to answer that question? It's
sir, answer, look into the camera. Answer the question.
Any death video any death video
horny?
Can be a snuff film if you're horny
is it
enough.
A snuff film if you're horny.
Yeah,
but I mean,
but that, like we like Fox News would pull the footage of the George Floyd murder, saying like this is actually a snuff film.
Do you mean it's a porn at that point because you're horny?
Yeah, it's erotic. Tell you a little heroin story, dude.
Yeah.
I'm gonna answer
the
that,
heroin
dude.
The heroin guy.
Don't even be funny about it because it's such a fucking weird question.
Oh please.
You gotta start thinking of as a philosopher, dude.
Start thinking outside the box.
Well, there's only dudes on the screen, yeah. That makes me gay at the same time, right? That's where
what
my
if there were a female
goes.
Cop?
Well, that means then you're into submission porn at this
right.
point. So I think it's okay, but I also think, you know.
You heard it here.
Why do you need. Why?
You heard it here first.
then Alex you're also in necrophilia the George of the Floyd thing, murder. Right? Isn't it necrophilia at that point too? So
no,
you're...
not if you. I feel like if you watch a person die, it's different than like necrophilia is like the body's already dead. And then oh. you get aroused.
Oh, so you watch the
how
lights
long
go
down. After? So as yeah. they're dying, you can fuck them as they're dying.
Yeah,
but once, as the, I lay once dying. The heart once the heartbeat stops, yeah. it becomes necrophilia.
Okay. As I lay dying was actually like a porno book oh, about geez. Necrophilia.
So, speaking of people dying,
yeah.
the guy who did heroin,
hell yeah,
he didn't die, but he said one time they were him and his they were all doing heroin
nice.
At the house partying doing
like
drugs
this.
Hard. Yeah, actually like this, but there was like.
Only
six
instead
of them.
Instead of vaping, they were fucking doing like harder shit.
Yeah, hard shit. And one of them, ooh. Oh, these dudes were all like pieces of shit. So they were all like bad people. Mm-hmm. It's not really important for this. Just so important for like what happens next to understand why they would have what they have. And then he goes, one of them is like, I'm not feeling. I don't feel good about things right now. I'm not feeling good. I don't like the way things are. They're like, dude, chill out. He's like, nah, I'm really not feeling this. And they're like, dude, you're going to be fine. Chill, because they're all just like nodding out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Goes,
it's like, dude, I'm on heroin.
And he
let
goes,
fucking chill.
And he goes, nope. Nah, I'm not feeling it. And just pulls out a gun, shoots himself in the head right in front of all of them. like right
Jesus.
In front of all of them. And they're all fucked up on heroin. They're all fucked up. They just see this. They don't call the cops. They run his pockets. They leave him there.
That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it, man.
And that was it.
I would put gloves on before I fucking stole from him, though.
That was...
I'm not feeling it. I'm not
brutal,
really feeling
dude.
It. Boom.
yeah, just...
Jesus.
I don't know.
What's the alternative?
Dude,
like, I'm fucking...
It's fucking insane,
that's
dude.
So cool, dude.
We told us that not even in group out of cigarette break, and we were all like, what the fuck? And he was like, I haven't really told anyone that. and we were just like, holy shit, dude.
Damn, dude.
I wrote that down in my brain.
I'd love to. Yeah. Damn, I would love
were
to be that.
Were you doing comedy at that point yet?
No. Not at all. I was, no, I didn't think about
that. That would be like such a great way to chill out. Like, because like, I'm always like fucking, like, fucking cranky and fucking shit about. So if I was on heroin, dude, I'd love to be like that chill out, like, watch some guy's head get blown off, and my first thought is like,
yeah.
damn, dude, maybe I don't have to pay for the bus home if I fucking... That's tight, dude.
It'd be like the vat in Fallout where it's like... and it's like...
Because yeah,
you're doing heroin, it's all slow-mo. Or like Judge Dredd when the thing slows down and everything's just like... Yeah, but that had to be wild. That'd be a wild day for them.
That's tight.
Yeah.
Did he ever get in trouble? Did he get in trouble?
Not for that. He got in trouble for nodding out in a car, and the cops pulled up on him and were like,
I'd much
doing?
Rather get in trouble for nodding off in a car than fucking
witnessing
robbing.
A suicide.
Well, like witnessing a suicide and then not reporting. I feel like that you might get in trouble for that.
Yeah, they were so fucked. Well, they were so fucked up on heroin. They said they just like had they left.
Yeah, it's dude.
Like,
well, you got to. You're on fucking heroin, dude. I don't blame that guy at all.
Yeah.
I'd like to try it, but I don't know. I'm nervous.
Yeah, why?
Will you do it with me?
When we're all 65.
No, let's just do it now if we have friends. If we have friends, it won't be scary. Mm. You want to try it? After
sure.
The,
yeah,
after the, after
between
the
free episode on the Patreon.
Just a little dab of heroin.
Yeah. I got to find like a good heroin song to play on the outro as this fades out.
The Doors. Like
this is the end.
Yeah. Smells like Teen Spirit.
Oh my god! Some Lou Reed.
Yeah,
it's just
we
like,
won't go crazy. Well,
it's like a fucking black and white photo of us all like fucking splayed out on the couch after like a black and white photo.
There's a fucking Curtis Mayfield's playing.
Yeah. And then it's like Locker Room Talk, 2023 to 2024.
Buff Boys Podcast.
Buff Boys, you fucking idiot.
I always forget. I always get them all mixed up, dude.
We won't do too much. We'll microdose heroin.
We'll micro. I'll build up a tolerance.
Yeah.
Yeah, none for me. I told him last time I was walking home from this neighborhood, mm-hmm. and there was just some guy and his girlfriend just doing a fat load of heroin on the side of the street.
Nice,
and I mean like openly, like
how
I
romantic,
just,
dude. That could be us,
dude. That could, if you're out there and you're a girl who wants to do heroin with me, hit me up, dude.
Nice, dude. That's fucking. That's like Lady and the Tramp eating the same strand of spaghetti,
the same needle.
Yeah. Like he shoots it through his arm and it goes all the way through because he's so skinny from heroin.
Oh, they have
and
like
it goes
a
through her. Yeah,
like a bloodstream.
It's just like
tube.
It's just like they fucking put their arms together like that and just like use the same needle. That's nice.
It goes closer and closer. Yeah, and then they just.
Yeah. I think like that's like the only scary thing is like I would like to do it, but I would not like to get AIDS from the people. So I'd have to bring my own needles and shit.
Yeah.
Or as I said, smoke.
You're
it.
A responsible heroin addict.
I feel like honestly, well, that's like what Keith Richards says kept him alive.
There are like, there has like, to be then.
There's like people that can live a long time on heroin. It's just you have to be. This is like not a fucking thing to say out of pocket. Like, there are people that it's like
that's what you don't sign off on. The one thing,
the heroin.
Yeah, heroin.
Dude.
20 minutes like, ago, he's like, "I'm gonna shoot you. You should take a gun out in public."
Well, like of all the things people would like believe, it's like the idea of like, look, it's like because it makes sense to say like it does not make sense to justify like, well, so he told me to kill somebody on a podcast.
Yeah,
it does make sense. Like, oh yeah, if you bring your own syringes. There's less likely a chance because it's not the heroin itself that gives you AIDS. It's when you're sharing a needle with a fucking gay person that is how you get AIDS. Yeah.
But aren't there people who...
Come on, dude. What are the odds of a fucking straight man getting AIDS who's not on heroin? And if he is on heroin... Okay, two straight guys doing heroin.
Two straight guys do heroin and walk into a bar. Yeah,
what are the odds of two straight guys sharing a needle giving each other AIDS? Slim. The fucking odds of a fucking gay guy and a straight guy sharing a needle and getting AIDS? Astronomical. Almost a given. It's scary.
Oh, man, dude.
You know what they called AIDS originally was God's righteous anger. You know that, right? They called it that. And it wasn't until like thankfully the heroin community got involved and showed people that, hey, guess what? Straight people might get AIDS too. We're like, okay, well, we can't goof around about this. Dark episode today, dude. Something about, I think so. I went to church earlier today, so I got to like, the pendulum's got to swing the other way, yeah. You know?
What was I going to say?
That you love Emily?
Yes.
Already love?
Yeah. No. We're not there yet.
Yet.
Yet!
Damn, dude.
Nice,
he's thinking,
dude.
He's made plans. He already bought a ring, Joe.
Yeah, dude.
See what Joe does to me, dude. What? The second it's turned away.
Oh,
I pounce. Like, get away from me. Attack Matt.
Yeah. Now we'll see how many times Joe says I have a crush on every other female comedian.
Well, now it's none.
Now
I have to tell every female comedian to dry up their pussy because Matt Maron is off the market. So yeah. Sorry, Amy Stop. Cardinelli.
Yeah.
Looks like you're going to have to go to Safeway to find some extra small zucchini because Matt Maron is off the market.
An extra way.
Nice, dude. What's wrong, Sally?
Dude, I have a vein in my hand.
Are you having, like, arthritis?
Yeah, that I keep poking, and it keeps sending a surge through my wrist.
Oh, damn. You'd be able to find the vein if you want to do heroin.
Oh, man, dude.
Yeah, it's perfect.
My ex, Nicole, she used to say I had great veins because she was a nurse for sticking needles. I was like, stop saying that. She would, like, look at them and, like, be like,
please tell her you said you should see the ones on my cock and then pull out your pants and make her suck that delicious Italian sausage of yours, huh?
I think I'd be good at doing heroin because I'm always able to get my Capri Sun straw in on the first try.
Yeah. And you've also done steroids before, so it's not like you're not used to injecting stuff.
Dude, I would be a sexy heroin addict for a little while, and then it'd be a dark turn.
You know, I'd be a little bit of the look.
Uh-huh.
I'd be doing
eyes would sink a little more. I'd be skinnier. Mm.
Yeah.
Cheekbones would be prominent, dude.
I'm doing heroin. It's like, Joe, you're like the weight of a normal human. Like, what's going on? He's addicted to something.
Well, also, you were saying like the way to do heroin and like live longer, like with Keith Richards and them, is it just the needle like that fucks people up, or it's like people doing heroin fucks them up?
Well, I'm sure it's also like doing like shitty heroin that's like not
it destroys
like,
you.
Yeah.
I've never looked up exactly what it does, but the addiction itself destroys you and it fucks your body up and you start like doing crazy shit. It fucks your mind up. Like it's bad.
Well, I mean, like, is that like, are those like scientific studies or is that like just dare propaganda?
That's most people who get really into heroin. Like people, like I said, there are functioning addicts out there, but it's like a lawyer who does it like every once in a while and they have like a stash. That's what I feel like it is.
A stash? That's so cool.
It really, like Batman. Or they get it when they need it. It's not like people who are, or it's like, a fucking construction worker or something.
I'd rather be mildly addicted to weed where I feel like this is like the most manageable my weed addiction has been, where it's like,
I'm getting
nursing
better.
A vape pen.
Smoking this all
nursing
day.
These little vape pens, which are probably
smoking
gonna
regular weed at night.
Yeah. I haven't even done regular weed, so like when I smoke regular weed with you now, it's like, whoa, fuck. This is potent.
Yeah, I wait till the end of I usually smoke this during the day. And then at night I get a few rips of the bowl and I am ready for bed.
Damn, dude. You gotta start playing Fallout 4, dude.
Matt?
Or me?
You.
I gotta play. We still haven't really gotten anything in 76.
I know. We gotta start playing that.
Is Fallout 76?
It's an online game.
Wait,
there's five Fallout. Well, there's five main Fallout games, and then there's.
Is it Fallout 1776? And it's all about America.
It is based on America. It's heavily. It's you're in the. You're in the West Virginia Appalachian Woods.
Nice.
And you're in Vault 76. And it opens in 2176.
Right, which is when the wars...
It's 100 years after the bombs fell. So the bombs fell in 2076.
It happened again, right? Doesn't it happen again?
Well, no, those were the main... War. No, no, the bombs that fell in the Fallout show were the same bombs that fell everywhere. It was just from the perspective of Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I meant, though, like, you know how in the show there's, like, there was another
The, you're talking about,
New
like,
California
the...
California Republic.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're talking about the war, the Battle of Anchorage? Yeah, before they drop, like, the big war bombs. Okay. So there was, like, the Battle of Anchorage. You see, there's, like, this alternate history in Fallout where, instead of, the combustion engine, they figure out nuclear fission. So, like, that's what powers cars instead of, like, a combustible engine.
I cannot wait to go home and play. I'm sorry. I might. Yeah. I want to go to Comedy Fight Club with them. But I also have work. I have to get up so early for work.
Yeah, what are you doing now?
I have an event job this week.
Yikes.
And I've just got the next 3 days of up early and go to the Javits Center.
Are you going to the they're not even the
Met. I've worked there before with security events there.
Yeah.
I did secure. They did the.
I'm doing something similar.
They did like an all star baseball fan fest there 1 year when the baseball all star game was here.
When was
they
that? Do, who was the biggest name you saw?
For the baseball, I didn't see that many. They did a basketball all star game, and when the basketball all star game was at Barclays Center, they had the event in Moynihan Station.
Okay.
And I saw Chocolate Thunder Daryl Dawkins there.
That's cool.
He died a couple years later.
Nice.
That is, but.
He was a big player from the 70s NBA. I'm trying. There were other guys who like would come through, but I would like miss. I think with the All-Star for the it was at Citi Field, so a lot of old Mets players. So like John Franco was there. He was a relief pitcher for them back in the day. U.S. Open is where I saw the most famous people because I was player security, so I was right by the locker room, and that's where all like the famous people would come through. Like, there were two Italian women in the final 1 year, so the Prime Minister of Italy came through.
Wow, dude.
The Queen of Spain came by to congratulate Rafael Nadal.
That's
it was,
cool.
Yeah. It is wild. A bunch of, like, just, like, security guards, just me and a bunch of black dudes.
Oh, yeah.
And all of a sudden, we're, like, in charge of, like, making sure Michael Jordan, Alec Baldwin, and Lenny Kravitz get to go where they need to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Sorry.
So wait, where do you go?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I have no idea, dude. I'm just going.
Are you security?
I'm just an event
You don't
worker.
Even know what it is going to be yet.
Just going.
Is there a dress code? Are they like you have to
all
wear
black,
like this?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all?
Yep. That's really it. I'm going in first thing in the morning. I have to be there at 7:30.
7:30 in the morning?
That's not fun.
It's an hour away.
Whoa, are you going to drive? Are you going to take your bike? Or?
It's in Manhattan.
Okay.
Driving into Manhattan.
Yeah,
that'd
drive right.
Oh, that'd be insane. Yeah.
And it's also raining tomorrow, so no bike. Maybe Tuesday the bike though.
Yeah,
that would be nice.
That's a lot, man.
Dude, I would honestly though to ride the bike, it would be pretty an hour. I could do it.
We can do that.
Yeah.
That'd be a good workout.
I ride
too.
At least 2 hours a day.
Is it raining all day tomorrow?
It's gonna be rainy, I think, when I leave. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. We'll
what
see.
Do you have planned tomorrow, Matt? You sound disappointed.
No, I want the weather to stay nice for a while. More
it's
than a
be
day.
Now
yeah.
Dude, we gotta get through this rain.
Yesterday
period.
Yesterday I will say it was perfect tulip picking weather.
You were in Connecticut? Dude.
Yeah.
Where was I yesterday? Holy shit.
You guys could have carpooled.
Oh. No,
you were at Elwood. We were on Friday, right?
Yeah, Elwood Friday.
I was there yesterday.
It's been cold the past few days.
It was rough yesterday.
Rough, dude.
Yeah,
Elbow Room ruled Friday. By the way, shout out to the
dude
boys.
My one time at Elbow Room, I had a lot of fun. We were there together.
Oh, that was a good time, dude. Yeah, I took Joke.
I've had some really good shows there before.
I took Joke as the show we were on, I was like, Joe, Wico, a lot of these comics, they're very new, so it's just like you and me, baby. It was a good show, yeah. But
your dad was there.
Yeah,
it was a fun vibe.
A lot of the times, yeah. I've done those.
A lot
shows,
of the Connecticut comics bring their parents to Elbow Room. Last time I was there, Ryan Peterson's mom was there.
That's so funny.
Yeah,
isn't she hot? Sorry, Ryan.
I don't find any other women attractive anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Nice, she said I had a great set on yeah. the show on Saturday.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
She's not hot, though.
Here comes Sorry. Trouble.
Yeah. Maybe she is, maybe she isn't. I don't want to say anything now.
Dox his
know.
Mom right now.
Now. But she said I had a really good set on Saturday,
yeah.
and I thought I didn't. And
okay.
It made me feel much better because a bunch of other people.
Please tell me, say you said, "Oh, thank you, madam. You have a pretty nice set yourself." Honk, honk. No. Did you, Alex? What's even the fucking point, dude? What's even the fucking point of all of this if you don't get a cop of feel? Come on, sweetheart. I'm a funny guy. Come on.
It's
I'm
a
just
joke.
Come on. I'm just trying to be funny. You were laughing earlier, right? Oh, Maddie.
Yeah.
I think it's that time.
We got a feat of strength.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
What do you got, baby?
I was looking up this guy who's gone viral several times. His name is Thomas Finn. He's a power lifter who does all these like weird, crazy stunts on Instagram. He's bench pressed 500 pounds on fire. Like they lit the weights on fire and then he benches it.
Dang.
Fun. He's... What else? Thomas Finn. So he calls himself like the powerlifting Huck Finn.
Okay.
I don't know if he says the N-word or not. he's bench pressed 500 pounds while chugging a beer in a funnel going straight into his mouth. And this was his big thing. He's Chicago. I don't know if he's a Chicago Cubs fan or not, but for the Cubs, they had not won a World Series in 108 years between 1908 and 2016. And they called it, they said it was the curse of the Billy Goat. Back in like the 1940s, some guy tried to get into a game with his pet goat and Wrigley Field wouldn't let him in. And he said he put a curse on them and they were never going to win a World Series again.
They still haven't.
And they did in 2016, but for like 60 years after that happened, they didn't win.
That's awesome. That'd
so,
be so
this guy,
cool.
Thomas Finn, bench pressed a goat 108 times because the Cubs made the World Series, and he said he was going to do this to lift the curse.
A
108-year curse.
And then he did that.
And then they won the World Series.
Are you serious?
Yes. Thomas Finn.
That's hell of a coincidence.
That's yeah. pretty cool, dude.
The first video I saw of him is he's like on a boat with like red, white, and blue bathing suit, fireworks going off, and he's just like lifting a weight over his head, and it's like the European mind can't comprehend this. There's all these like
they look like
when people picture America, this is what they picture.
When I was in Europe, I did feel like I could beat up everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm not tough.
Hold on.
I really did, though. I was like, all these people.
Oh, he's actually like strong.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
He doesn't look. It's like, you know, I was like, some people are like, yo, I'm a power lifter and they look like me.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, all right, dude, you just like, all right. You know, it's like you're like lifting weights. But like, I feel like you're just like lifting weights to justify your binge eating, not the other way around, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
This guy looks like he's actually like strong. I'll post a picture.
Yeah.
Here.
Trying to find Huck Finn Barbell. Here he is, just lifting weights while fireworks are going off. And
oh, I've
Hulk
seen
Hogan's
this.
Theme
I
song is playing.
This.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've
he's what that. A retard, dude.
Yeah, it's 225 pounds. He's just.
Jeez, Matt. You
know, it's like, right, it's like that,
you know,
Liver
that,
King mentality.
That, you know what, Emily? That's what you. You're going to get sent that one day, and that's.
I'll send it to her right now. Well, no, I won't right now because she texted me and I haven't responded yet. So
no.
I have to respond to the
nice,
text before
dude.
Sending that.
No. Oh. Respond with just that.
I'm waiting until...
Respond till, with
yeah.
that.
Respond
no
with that.
What she wrote. I'm pregnant. No, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
No.
Thomas Finn. He's a real American.
Yeah, dude.
Yep.
I love, dude.
With the Hulk Hogan
I'm also
song
a
playing.
Real American and I yeah. love America.
Where were you in Europe?
I went to Italy and I went to Amsterdam.
Yeah.
The hometown.
And I loved both of them.
The hometown?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Italy's the homestead, baby.
I haven't ever been back.
Family clan there.
Yeah, my family's Greek and Russian. I've never been back to either. I don't think anyone in our family's been back in like four generations.
Mamma mia.
I actually felt kinship with my family when I visited.
Yeah,
which
really?
Is weird, yeah. That was nice.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun.
Yeah. Very similar people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. I was like, oh, they are
your parents. Are you second generation or?
Yeah, yeah. My parents.
Oh, your parents from Italy?
No. That means I'm third generation.
Okay.
Then, right?
Grandparents.
Yeah. Grandparents.
Yeah.
Yes. Great. I don't know.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
But we have family there.
Okay.
That we visit. And
oh, that's the thing. Yeah. I don't have any family left over. I would still like to go to Greece, but it would just be like, this is cool seeing Greece, and I guess like in the late 1800s,
that's
someone
actually,
in my family came over.
That's cool. That's like cool, like to not have to like have family obligations, but just to explore somewhere.
I should go to. I thought about this because my family came from like late 1800s to early 1900s on both sides. Their probably records are in Ellis Island. Mm.
My family's records are in Ellis Island. I should go. You want to go?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
Let's do a live podcast, live Buff Boys podcast at Ellis Island.
We could do a live Buff Boys thing at Ellis Island just to have the tickets be a tax write off at least.
Yeah,
and we can dip into the Patreon for like the tickets and everything.
Yeah,
and see and make a little like thing about that.
Yeah.
I'd have to call my dad and see like who signed the.
Yeah,
but I know like I know there is like they did go to.
Okay,
it was
yeah.
Ellis
now
Island.
Some weather's getting nicer. Let's do it. Let's do a trip to Ellis Island.
I'm pretty sure my family also came through Ellis Island.
Let's all do a
Kelly's
trip to
also
Ellis Island.
Kelly's family.
Kelly
is
too. Yeah. Everyone, we're all going to Ellis Island.
Pretty damn, sure. Kelly and I find out like I both of our families came from the same village in Ireland.
Yeah,
and we're actually related. Damn, how about that, dude?
Yeah,
a little fucking incest. Only
it's
in New York.
It's too late, right?
What?
Like, if you found out, wouldn't it just be like,
You say, well, we can't tell anyone.
Yeah. Just, yeah. You just literally have to be like, yo.
You better keep a secret, cuz.
You nice, can't dude. Tell anyone, dude.
Yeah,
that
dude.
So
incest is like fucking
everyone.
Mainstream now, dude.
Yeah.
Never thought that would happen. Yeah. Life's weird, dude.
Yeah.
A bizarre... It's like the new generation is like bizarrely horny, but also like not fucking.
Yeah. Why? I hear that. What's
like
going on?
Like they're sexual without fucking.
Is it because they keep hearing about what's going on in the world? And
yeah.
They're freaking out?
It's because like everyone's so divided on Israel-Palestine. They're like, we're
and,
not.
And Kendrick Drake.
Yeah. Kendrick Drake is
that
the Israel-Palestine.
Some conversations where two people end up fucking.
Nice,
right?
Dude. All the time.
Shouldn't it?
I think every guy is afraid of approaching women and being called a creep or talking too much about their mom and Emily tweeting about them.
Dude, you can never talk too much about your mom.
No, never talk too
she
much.
Never talk about your mom. As far as women know, my mom's dead, dude. You think I'm going to talk about my fucking mommy? Mommy! Fucking grow up, dude. Mom doesn't give a shit, dude. Grown-ass man talking about, I talk about my mom so that way... Women know I respect women.
You respect your mom, but like you have to respect your mom.
Like look at Sully. I hate to throw your culture under the boat, but like look at Italian people.
Under the boat.
You know? They're like, I love my ma. My ma's a saint. But then like get out of here, you fucking whore.
Yeah.
You know, with women. Like they'll beat the shit out of a woman, but they'll think like, well, I respect women because I respect this woman who has authority over me and gave me life. It's like, dog, like your mom is still somebody's
maybe the less you love your mom, the more you respect other women.
Yeah.
Mm.
Think about that, dude.
Yeah.
Something to think. Let's give them something to think about.
Let's give them something to think about.
Oh, is that your new phone?
Not at all.
You still have that broken one. The cradle of civilization.
Ooh, an old waitress from a hot waitress from a
the stand
another from an old comedy venue just commented on my photo.
What'd you say?
I don't know. It could be good. It could be bad.
You should say "Goo Goo Gaga, baby hungy."
We got to sign off this episode so we can all respectively respond to our women.
Oh, yeah. We're also going to do heroin. Sully, where can people find you?
Find me at Silly Sully on Instagram and check out my other podcast, Yes Offense. And check out me and Joe's podcast, Super Sully Joe's.
Nice. I wanted to save this for your birthday. because I know what just happened, but I bought SillySelly.com.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did for you. Right now, if you go to SillySelly.com, it's very intense gay porn, but that's just a placeholder. I'm going to get some authentic videos of Alexander sleeping to be posted on there shortly.
Thank you guys for listening. Stick around for the Patreon. We'll see you next time.
Birthday was weeks ago.